This is the Bob Muscatel Show. That's right. And it's always fun to bring in this guy every Thursday, Travel Thursdays, with our buddy Dan Schlossberg. And he's a terrific author, raconteur. I just thought I'd throw that in. I don't even know what that means. It just sounds like it's a word that Danny would embrace. And listen, he's written some great baseball books, among them the new Baseball Bible, which is phenomenal. I refer to it a lot, and I love it. It's great reading, and it's a great gift idea for anybody. Amazon.com, that's where you'll find it, or in your brick-and-mortar bookstore. And you don't have to look in your brick-and-mortar bookstore for Danny. He's right here, although he has appeared in a few brick-and-mortar bookstores over the years. Good morning, Dan. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great, Bob. I am a raconteur, and that is what knocks over my garbage pails every night.
Okay. Let's talk a little Anaheim today. Now, we've been doing a lot of programs lately on Travel Thursdays, all about, you know, walking tours nearby, stuff you can drive to, et cetera, New York, New Jersey, et cetera. We're going to go cross country and talk Anaheim today. That's a nice idea, because I think people are really starting to open up their travel opportunities and making some notes on things they can do. And so Anaheim, good place to go this week.
It's a great place to go, not only because of the weather, but because of Disneyland and the theme parks. And Disneyland, the news here is Disneyland is reopening April 30th.
How about that?
So now's the time to make your plans. April 30th, that's next month. That's not that far away.
Yeah, that's a little more than a month away. And is it opening up? They must have some restrictions in place, Danny, do you know? Or?
Yeah, they do have restrictions in place. In fact, I believe the park was closed entirely for quite a while.
Yep.
But it is opening in full on April 30th. So if you want to go, now's the time. And it's a good time to go when schools are still in session, although I don't know how many of those schools are actually in person. But it's still a good time to go, April, May, before the weather gets beastly hot.
Yes, exactly right. So take me through a few other things out. Now, I've never been to Anaheim, so take everybody through a few things we should know about Anaheim.
I've been there many times, most recently in 2019. They have the largest convention center on the West Coast. It gets 1.1 million attendees a year.
Wow.
And I was out there for the IPW conference. That's International Powwow, which attracts about 6,000 delegates from all over the world. And it's a travel event. So really, really enjoyable place to go. But Disneyland opened in 1955. At that time, the population of Anaheim was 15,000. And now it's a 350,000, so it's made an impact like a meteor crashing to the surface. And it used to be known for quiet, sleepy orange groves, citrus groves, and Knott's Berry Farm is really the only main attraction in town. And Knott's Berry Farm, because of Disney, has added rides of its own, and it's a pretty good theme park of its own right now, older than Disney.
You know, I didn't know that. I knew that it was a big attraction. I didn't know they'd added some rides and stuff and turned it into a theme park. So that's good to know. Obviously, the city's got some. I mean, listen, you're a baseball writer. You know about the Angels and the hockey team out there. So that's an attraction as well.
Very much so. They do have Major League Baseball and hockey. Hockey Ducks, but they don't have football or basketball. They used to, but they don't have it anymore. Mm. City, by the way, is located between L.A. and San Diego, 20 minutes from the Pacific Coast. And best part, you're going to love this, 20 craft beers, Bob.
There you go.
And four rooftop bars and restaurants, which ain't bad. And they also have a lot of rooftop pools. Anaheim is actually known for its spectacular pools. And I never heard any place being described that way before.
Yeah. You know, you don't hear too much about the John Wayne Airport, but that's what's out there in Santa Ana, right? That's the best way to get out there.
That's exactly how I got out there. It's much smaller than LAX, but it's still served by all the major airlines. So if you want to get out there and don't feel like waiting around for everything, fly into John Wayne Airport. And by the way, Anaheim, the name itself, it's named for the Santa Ana River and Heim, which is the German word for home, because the community was originally founded by 50 German families in 1857.
Wow, I didn't know that. I didn't know that's
I didn't
where
know
the,
that either.
I didn't know
it's
that's
like,
where the
like
name came
from. It's like the new baseball Bible. You find something you didn't know on every page.
Now, there's a marketer right there. Never mind raconteur. He's a marketer right there. That's that's Dan Schlossberg right there. And we're talking with him today about Anaheim. And there's an area out there, Huntington Beach. Now, that's known as Surf City out there, right? Big surfing area.
Yes, the Beach Boys song, Surf City, USA, and it is a beautiful area. Anaheim itself is not on the coast, but it's close, as I mentioned, 20 minutes away. And Laguna Beach, which is also on the coast, is an art community that has hotels right on the beach. So those two places are places to go, and you can still stay out there and get to Anaheim very easily.
Now, the city has a like a resort district and a packing district, a garden walk area out in Anaheim, so a lot of places to walk to and get to know and see out in Anaheim.
Very much so. In fact, when I was out there for the IPW convention and went to the convention center every day for sessions, when we had some time off, we could actually walk to Disney, and that was terrific.
Oh, wow. How about that? And there's a big Mexican influence out there, right, as far as the cuisine and other things are concerned, right?
Very much so. If you like Mexican food, and I'm not one of those, but a lot of people are who like Mexican food, go out there and enjoy the Mexican influence because it's obvious out there.
Oh, I love me some good Mexican food. Now, if people want to know a little bit more about Anaheim, obviously, you know, I think most people just kind of, you know, Google the area. But if they Google visit Anaheim, they'll find out a lot of stuff about Anaheim, right?
Yes, and a lot of pictures on that site, too. That's the official site. It's a convention and visitor bureau, but it's now called Visit Anaheim. They have a lot of good stuff out there, and I've talked to the people out there, and as I said, I spent a week out there for that convention. Really, really enjoyed it. And you know what? When I get to a place that has palm trees and it's a benign climate, I don't care if they have earthquakes once in a while.
Yeah, I know. You're willing to take the chance. I understand totally. Hey, listen, before I let you go, I noticed in your notes, and we didn't touch on it, and maybe there's a reason why. We were going to talk a little about the water playgrounds and water parks and such, but I wonder, considering where we are in this, you know, pandemic-ridden year of ours, I wonder if a lot of those might be still closed. I'm sure they want to really buckle down and make sure that those would be safe. Still kind of closed. I'm sure they want to be extra careful about opening those, right?
Well, California has been gradual about relaxing their restrictions. However, it's probably up to the individual properties, and I'm sure that they do have social distancing between chairs, for example.
Yep.
So it'll be okay. And I'm sure some of those things, by the time Disney opens at the end of April, more of those are going to be open as well.
I think so, too. It's still over a month away, so keep a good thought. Hey, listen, Danny, always a pleasure, my friend. Thanks for taking us cross-country. You're the best, and you did so free. You're the best. You're the best guest. And we'll look forward to talking with you again next week, and it's all about opening day for baseball, your favorite day of the year.
Yes, April Fool's Day. That'll be next week.
That'd be perfect for us. All right. Listen, Danny, always a pleasure. Take good care. Stay safe, okay?
Thanks, Bob. You too. Take
you
care.
Got it, buddy. All right, that's Dan Schlossberg joining us today on WLIS and WMRD Travel Thursdays.